Man, I'm just hitting the record button. People are tired. It's WrestleMania weekend.
It's WrestleMania week.
What?
No end. It's just WrestleMania week. Whole week.
A week? What do you mean whole week?
All WrestleMania. All the time.
All WrestleMania.
Oh, did it start? Did
WrestleMania start? Technically started on like Monday.
It did start on Monday.
WrestleMania started on Monday. We've had wrestling nonstop
it's
all week.
The most wonderful time of the year.
Which is crazy because like during SmackDown I just watched Ring of Honor Supercard because it was really good.
Vince McMahon's not there and we got a better card that he's not involved.
Yay, no Vince McMahon!
is it crazy to say that out loud, the fact that Vince McMahon's not involved in this was like a better Mania this year than it did last year?
I hope it's better. Some of the matches that they're doing, like, just based off like how the cards are, like night one and night two, I'm like, I probably would have put that one on like night one and night two, but like, whatever. As long as the show's good, I don't give a shit.
My thing is just so like, I feel like you're really risking an injury with making like three of the four main stars wrestle two nights in a row. That's just me.
It's fine. Roman's leaving. It's fine. So was The Rock. I think he's got some shit to film or something.
There's nothing. I looked it up.
I really no, it's up. Cena has shit to film, but he's not even there. So, well, maybe.
Like I said, I looked it up. Number two, I definitely looked up like, I wonder.
Dwayne has Moana, I think.
Oh gosh, I forgot that they're doing that. But wait, they're making the second movie. That movie's done though.
Live action.
They're gonna make a live action even though the second movie just came out.
Yup.
Apparently they said that there was gonna
be a
TV
show. 13 upcoming projects, so he might be out for a minute.
Oh gosh.
Don't go whatever the new Fast and Furious is if it even gets made at this point.
It's gonna be made. What are you talking about?
Vin Diesel got allegations, so maybe not.
Everybody got allegations.
Diddy got allegations. Oh.
No, I mean, Diddy's not looking too great.
Diddy done diddle do.
Apparently, he got like some type of like Colombian breast milk or something like that. Like, what the
Colombian fuck? Breast milk. Oh my god.
Man, you guys are weird.
I think it was like a couple months ago when the ones came out about like Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel's actually got allegations.
Yeah, that was like a couple of months ago, but I don't remember reading a whole lot about it. I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to read that because it might give details. And I was like, my brain can't.
It's like, well, he's like, allegations? No, we move on from those now.
Oh, no, it was a sexual assault one, so I just don't read those off-printable.
Off-printable, yeah. Mm-hmm. But
my mental capacity can't handle it.
Like, kind of sort of like with the Quiet on the Set show.
I haven't watched that because my brain can't handle it.
Exactly what I said. And then I had to look up and was like, look, no one's actually mentioning Kanan and Kel in this entire situation. What's this about?
Oh, their show was over by the time Dan Schneider came in.
Well, no, their show hadn't even started yet.
Oh, like the person that worked on like one of the people that did it, they were like, my stuff was over by the time they came in. And they're like, I know Kanan and stuff, but I don't think Dan Schneider worked on Kenan and Kel.
He was credited, but that's it.
He worked directly on Kenan and Kel, so yeah. That might be why there's nothing there with that.
And because also it's like, when it came to all that, no offense, and I'm not saying it out there, but I only care about the Good Burger section. That was the only section I cared about. And then when I found out that they had their own show, it's like, well, I'm not going to watch that show anymore. I'm just going to watch Kenan and Kel. You know?
That's right.
Like, never watched the Amanda show. Mm-hmm. That's some fucked up shit she went through.
Yeah, well, I mean,
oh, she told everybody years ago about it. Nobody listened to her.
Because they thought that she was crazy, but then it's like, well, we'll make a documentary. And then,
oh, she came out like, I want to say when we were all in like high school,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how she had to get an abortion at like the age of 13 because she got pregnant and like by her producers. And I'm like, everyone was like, nah, she's just crazy. And I'm like, okay.
Like, sure, sure. I mean, like, personally, never liked that show. That's just me.
No, it doesn't matter if you like the show or not.
No, I'm just saying, like, never liked the show. Not, I'm just saying, like, in general, like, I just never watched the show.
Yeah.
But, like, I hate that happened to her. Like, seriously.
Like, it happened to everybody.
Like, anyone. Like, Drake, too. Like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, huh? Like, Drake, you, what? And then also the crazy thing is, like, you guys didn't all that reunion until you came back. If y'all didn't come back, that would have been the flags right there, you know? Mm. And again, but if you were with your coworkers, your castmates, it's probably different, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, it wasn't the castmates doing anything wrong. It was the, you know, producers and the people behind the scenes that were.
Yeah, it's so stupid, man. Fuck these hoes.
Sorry.
Why'd you laugh? I mean, why'd you say sorry?
It was really loud. I didn't mean for it to be as loud as it was.
Because fuck them hoes.
Because fuck them hoes. Like, seriously, like, yo.
It's like the Michael Jordan meme, but instead of fuck them kids, it's just fuck them.
Fuck them hoes over here doing allegations, touching kids and shit. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Keep your hands to your damn self.
Keep your hands to yourself. If you want to do something, you better have fucking consent.
Yes, consent. And no is a full sentence.
And no is a full sentence. There is a period at the end of that motherfucker.
No exclamation point is a full sentence.
There's no period.
No, like, period.
You know, like, just
like, no period. Like, straight period.
Good gosh.
Was it going to be a straight
period? Thank you.
Welcome to Anyway Game Podcast, episode 220. You want to do it again?
No, it's not.
Episode 224, I'm talking about Susie Perry. Today is stone number two.
Yay.
It's been a while.
It has.
I hope you guys had a good Easter. Oh, gosh. I got to tell you the shit that I saw on the streets over here.
On Easter?
Did I tell you about that? Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Like, so Friday, in the middle of the street here, I kid you not, I was like, I had just come from the store. I was like, what the fuck is going on? There's like cops in the street. There's like a
big police.
There's the police. There's like people fight. Like there's a big old rally, that kind of stuff. I was like, all right, cool.
What the
fuck is going on right now? I was like, and I said, no, like, I turn up here to go up and I look over. I had to look again and go like, some church put together the reenactment of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
And just like did it over here in the yard or something?
In
or
the middle of the street walking. Like,
what the fuck?
I mean, people were dressed up like in Romans and everything. Like, had the whips out, that kind of
what
stuff.
What the fuck?
Playing Latin music.
What?
And the police were like, yeah. I'm like, did I just see that?
That's crazy.
And that's after Robbie about it. He's like, no, I was confused too. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I love how... What?
Yeah.
That's some white people shit.
That is super white people shit.
No, I was like...
Being a white person, that is definitely like Christian white people shit.
It's not. That should never happen.
No. When was that?
Because the only church that's like...
Was that on Sunday?
That was on Friday.
Oh,
during the day.
Yeah, he got crucified on Friday. He died on Friday and then came back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I was like, did they do it for, like, Easter or something? Or
but they did it, like, but the thing is, I was like, why are there so many kids and stuff on the street? Apparently, they get out for Good Friday now. I didn't know that. We never got out for Good Friday.
No, me neither.
Like.
We never got out for Good Friday.
So I'm just like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like,
they must go to, like, Holmesboro Catholic or something.
What?
No, my niece she goes to Holmesboro, so.
Can they get out now?
Yeah, everybody gets out.
Everybody gets out on Good Friday.
Yeah.
Well, where the fuck was I on that? Like, what the fuck? I didn't get off on Good Friday.
Like, apparently, I guess no, Good Friday starts their spring break or some shit like that. Because this week was spring break, but like last Friday was Good Friday. So they pretty much get like an entire week off, per se.
A bullshit.
I know, right? Yeah. But no, that, like, my headcanon was just like, am I really seeing this?
Because the only church you have is, you have two Catholic churches. Like,
but they're walking this way.
Well, like, yeah, but like, church-wise, you have two. You have the Catholic one, and then, what, is the other one Catholic? The one that's, probably, like, by the City Hall?
Probably.
I think it's Catholic, too.
But still, though, that's a little
too much. And then there's Russia over there, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the little one.
Yeah, and then there's whatever the church is there on JR.
We have so many churches.
It's not, I mean, I get it. It just seemed a little excessive.
Why are we role-playing the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? That's crazy.
That's what, like, I knew, like, I thought I told you that, Snow. I guess I didn't.
No, so over here, like,
what? The first I heard about it.
Like, seriously, it was like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like,
Wait, do we know what time of day Jesus got crucified?
Probably, I don't know.
Now I remember how we do things here. We're actually a video game podcast, but...
We're a video game podcast, but we had to tell people about the insanity that is our town, and we definitely live in the Bible Belt. Based off that, we live in the Bible Belt.
Literally in the Bible Belt. I'm just like, okay, cool. Well, you know our host Bill by this point, but so...
If they're listening, they know by now.
Like, you should know our host Bill. But anyways, with that being said, like, I didn't look it up, because, like, what have we been playing?
Suicide Squad killed the Justice League and Princess Peach.
Yeah.
You liking it?
Princess Peach or Suicide Squad?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I am enjoying both. I'm really enjoying the Joker stuff and Joker season.
It's good.
It's been interesting.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just been playing World of Warcraft. Past couple days, get the new phase in Season of Discovery, Phase 3.
Appreciate that sushi too yesterday. Mm-hmm. I had to tell you, it put me back to sleep.
You're welcome.
It put me back to sleep. So, like, I had woke up, saw someone was getting sushi. Cool. Bet. Ate it. We had our conversation, went back and forth.
My mom brought me Kroger sushi.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Sushi Friday.
Like, we love sushi. Yeah. And I'm like, sushi.
Thanks, Mom.
I was like, thanks. I appreciate it.
Was it Bella?
I would rather you've gone to Mikado's. Bella, from Korean grandma.
Bella got some sushi on Wednesday, and she was sick or whatnot. She's like, I saw her yesterday. She's like, that's why you get Fridays. She said, I should start doing that for real then. I'm like, yes. Yeah. Fridays. That way, if something happens, you don't miss work on Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, you think that shit through, don't you? I'm like, yeah, I do.
That's right.
Anyways, with that being said, I've been playing Final Fantasy VII. Like I said, that's why I did not look up topics. Stone did. We appreciate you, Stone.
Yeah. So I looked up a few topics from, not this past week, but the week before. Because we didn't have a podcast this past weekend, so we're doing kind of double duty here.
Got a lot of topics.
Yeah, it didn't seem like there was too much like 2 weeks ago, so we're just going to hit the highlights. So there was the first patient to first human patient to receive a Neuralink. You know, he has successfully gone through his testing with that, and you know he has access to it and everything. He went home the first night. He was home with free reign of his Neuralink. What the fuck does this man do? He plays fucking Civilization 6 all night long.
I love the fact that, like, I think I shared that with Andrew, and he goes, same. Same. Andrew loves Civ, like.
Well, apparently this guy, he loves Civ, but he wasn't able to play by himself because he's quadriplegic.
Yeah.
So you'd have a friend control the mouse for him and do whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And then put the controls for him. But now, he can do it by his damn self.
He can do it by his damn self. He don't need no friends. But
he's a strong, independent white man, and he don't need no man. Mm-hmm. So there was that. Nintendo has confirmed some layoffs in their internal testing department. Nintendo has said that they're restructuring their internal testing, which will involve some contract assignments ending, as well as the creation of a significant number of new full-time employee positions.
So they cut jobs, but they're like, hey, we're going to do full-time.
It's like, you're getting fired, but you're getting rehired.
Well, it's more of a restructure, right? So they're ending these contract positions. So these contractors work for a contracting company. So they would have to apply to Nintendo to get their jobs back, basically. But, you know, if they say, hey, I was basically your tester internally for, you know, the past 5 years or whatever it was, then, you know, they're probably going to get hired on, I would assume.
Yeah.
Then Take-Two bought Gearbox back from the Embracer Group and confirmed development on a new Borderlands game.
Yeah, Borderlands 4 is now in development.
Borderlands 4 is officially in development.
Borderlands!
Like I said, we were talking beforehand, it's like, I only played 2 and 3 in Tiny Tina. I've never played the first one.
I'm getting so many people into Borderlands 3 Tiny Tina's Wonderlands because they're like in love with Tiny Tina.
Tiny Tina's Wonderland is a fantastic game.
Tiny Tina is a great game.
Amazing. Yeah.
The DLC was very disappointing.
Yeah.
But the game itself was beautiful.
It was one of the free games, and then they put it on like PlayStation Plus if you have like the extra or the premium tier. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh my god, we all have the extra tier. Can we all play Tiny Tina's? Because I was like, oh my god, some friends that just refuse to play Borderlands because of the art style of Borderlands.
No.
Like, y'all are lame.
Yeah.
Broaden your horizons. But we were all playing it, and they're like, oh my god, this is hilarious. And we got to the part where you walk through the board that mm-hmm. she made, and they're like, oh my god, it's made out of Coke cans.
That's right.
I was like, it is, yes.
Did y'all get to the Mr. Torg scene?
We haven't yet. Friends moved to Japan. So I haven't been able to play with them recently because our schedules are not the greatest, and they haven't moved into their actual apartment yet. So once they do, we'll be able to get
it. They're gonna have the good. They have the good internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep telling them to send me a goodie basket.
Tell them to get one of them free houses they got out there.
Yeah. They're there for like teaching stuff, so I'm real excited because they just send me pictures all the time. They went to like the New Japan Pro Wrestling store because there's just like a whole store with just like wrestling shit.
Hell yeah!
Fantastic. I was like, I want to go to the wrestling stores.
I want to go to the wrestling store too.
There's one in Chicago.
Oh yeah, I'm going there.
Pro wrestling teams. Yeah. I think they're only open on like the weekend.
I'll be there on the weekend.
You're on T2E2, so just go there. You'll probably run into him at T2E2, honestly.
Yeah.
There's always wrestlers at T2E2.
So continuing with the stories from last week. Certain Affinity, the developer behind Halo Infinite, says that they are struggling to find new work, and they have announced that they are laying off some of their staff.
There's a lot of layoffs.
Yeah. Well, you hate to see it, but that game sucked.
Which one?
Halo Infinite.
Oh, yeah, it was really, yeah, Halo Infinite.
Oh, to go back with Nintendo, I don't know if it was in there, but probably with that article, they said that it delayed the Nintendo Switch 2.
Oh, yeah.
Is that why it's not coming out till like quarter one next year?
Something like that.
Probably.
It was supposed to come out this holiday, right?
Allegedly. I think that's what they were allegedly aiming for, yeah, but I think they pushed it back to Q1 next year.
That would put it online with the... The first release of the Switch would be quarter one, right? Came out in quarter one?
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've slept since that release, so I don't remember it.
Which one?
The Switch, original Switch release.
2017 March.
I've slept since then.
Yeah.
And then Xbox Insider is now, or can now test out mouse and keyboard support on Xbox Cloud Gaming, so...
Is that already a thing?
Right now, the cloud gaming thing, it's their streaming platform for Xbox Game Pass. It only works with controller right now.
Yeah.
So they are testing mouse and keyboard support for certain titles. So
it'll be everything, just certain ones. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool though.
But yeah, the Xbox Insiders are like the beta tester people that like sign up to like beta test for Xbox and such. So they're able to go in and use mouse and keyboard on a few titles. Those include Fortnite in browser only, apparently. Ark, Survival Evolved, Sea of Thieves, Grounded, Halo Infinite, Atomic Heart. Apparently there are some known issues with switching back and forth. Sniper Elite 5, Deep Rock Galactic, High on Life, Zombie Army 4, Dead War, whatever the fuck that is.
That's actually a really fun game. It's not the best one in the Zombie Army series, but it's a good one.
Fair enough. Gears Tactics, Pentiment, Doom 64, Age of Empires 2. Yep, that's the the list such
current. So if they get it there and they get it working on all of those like consistently, do you think they'll open it to other titles like Call of Duties?
Well, I think this is like a first step in like accessibility sort of thing, you know, because right now like they barely got the cloud streaming thing working. So they were just like, okay, well, we're just going to limit it to just controller. That way we know what we're expecting as far as inputs are concerned and we can go from there. And then now you're opening it to keyboard and mouse, which is like everything basically. So after they get keyboard and mouse working on these titles, they could probably expand it to everything, make sure that works, and then they could probably support their own like accessibility controllers and such.
Nice.
Yep. So I think it's just a step in development towards that goal, is what I would expect anyway.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Let's see. Number two.
What's
that? Yeah, we know you got a lease soon.
I do. I'm going to see Immaculate. Finally.
Where's she going to see that? She's going to be here tomorrow for
Night two. I honestly thought about like trying to get a camera so we can get reactions for when Cody wins.
What if he loses? What?
No, we are not folding. We're standing ground here. We're standing ground.
That's all I think where he said like Cody Rhodes turns heel. I'm like, that'd be interesting.
I will know if he's gonna be heel by the color of his hair. Okay, Cody has two hair colors. It's blonde and brown. That's it. It's the only two he's allowed to have. My friend Sean will agree. We make jokes about it all the time.
So if he's a brown, then he's a heel?
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird. But what if he does that, he's a blonde?
No. He won't because he's like the biggest, like...
Baby.
He's basically like the face of the company currently. Despite not holding a belt or anything like that. Like, it's Cody. So...
It's Cody. I like how he did that. Like a week ago, like, you know who the last person that beat the Shield? I tell you, the last name was Rhodes. I'm like, I was like, oh shit, they did beat them. Like, that did happen. I don't know. So, you got any cool predictions that might happen?
I don't really. I don't think I have anything off the top of my head.
Freaking Jay Cargill is Storm, by the way.
I love her. She had a Storm gear in AEW, and it was really good. So I'm real excited to see now that she's been able to go through like the performance center and stuff and get more training. I'm really excited to see what she can do with people like Bianca and Naomi, and Io and Kyrie and Dakota. Like, I'm real excited to see where like all that goes. I'm super excited.
That's gonna be good. So who wins, Rhea or Becky? I would love to see Becky because that's my girl.
I love Becky, but I think it'll be Rhea, unless Becky's reached like something new in her contract. Because I think her contract's up in like the end of this month, maybe May, something like that. So
Seth win or lose?
Tonight or tomorrow?
Oh, well, I'm not including tag team, but.
Oh, wait, so. I was about to say, I don't know about tonight. I would assume The Rock would lose, but you know.
Seth.
Seth
freaking Rollins. Drew McIntyre, who wins?
That one's tough for me because I really love both of them, so I win either way. So
my problem is that, like, you know how like Seth likes to go up for that like spinning thing in the mid over
the Falcon era.
Is that what it's called? When he does like the flip from the corner. Like, every time he goes for it, I'm like, hope his knee doesn't give out.
Oh, the turnbuckle thing is not a Falcon Arrow. Yeah, because that's what fucked up his knee, and it's literally,
and he
wasn't
goes.
Doing anything, like, super crazy. It's just, God said, all right, it's time. You gotta be injured, and he does it all the time. He did it all the time before.
He did it, like, this Monday, too, and anytime I'm like, I don't like this fucking move.
Do this to me all the time. Kyle O'Reilly came back recently, and he just started taking neck bumps, and I'm like, Kyle, you were out for 2 years, my guy. Cut it the fuck out. Stop it.
Also, by the way, this is kind of weird. The last few weeks, Ricochet's been winning. I'm surprised he did not win the Andre the Giant award last night.
I was shocked Bronson won that. I was like, Bronson Reed, really?
Over Ricochet, like you said, Ricochet.
I was like, over Ricochet? Like, Chad Gable wasn't even in it? Like...
Sami Zayn or Gunther?
Oh, I love both of them too, but I really want Sami Zayn to win.
Yeah, I have a feeling that would happen. But like, no, I think like there's a lot of cool matches.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see, people genuinely be excited about WrestleMania. Like, the biggest complaint I've seen mostly is, like, how they have the matches lined up for night one and night two. But, like, and then, like, Bayley winning the Royal Rumble and not getting a main event. Like, she's not getting a main event. Like, Cody's getting a main event. So, that's kind of rubbed people the wrong way.
Really?
Yeah, because when you win the Rumble, you're supposed to main event WrestleMania.
The thing is, though...
They're supposed to. I don't think any of the women have, but don't. Rhea? I think Bianca did. Bianca did.
When Sasha was there, definitely.
Yeah, it was when Mercedes was there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forget that. So, when she... Yeah, but it's going to be interesting because I just don't know how everything's going to turn out.
I'm so excited, and it's real cool because we get to watch WrestleMania together as well.
Yeah, we never watch WrestleMania.
We never watch WrestleMania together, and then I was going to be like, oh, we can get together for Dynasty, but we can't because I will be there. So I found, like, rampside seats for, like, $175, so.
Yeah, like, that's the one in St. Louis,
Go through Ticketmaster, and you can find really good seats.
That was on St. Louis, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah. St. Louis. You asked me if I wanted to go. But I was just like, are we going? You never said anything else.
Oh, yeah. I have tickets, yeah.
Would you be right next to you or I go?
I was like, I bought mine through SeatGeek, so.
I don't know. But like I said, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
I'm so excited about Mania. It's been a while since I've been excited about like WrestleMania. Like, as a whole. Like, there are matches that I'm always excited for, but like, as a whole, I'm just always just like, yeah, I could probably, like, go to the bathroom during this one. I could probably go to the bathroom during this one.
I'm genuinely excited about all of them. That's
yeah, like, that's my thing this year. I'm genuinely excited about, like, all of it. It's really exciting. If I just focus on, like, what's happening in the ring and not everything else out of it, wonderful. Oh. I love wrestling. But everything else, nope.
Uso versus Uso, who you got?
Jay. You gotta go with Jay. You can't go with Jimmy.
You can't go with the tribal.
No. Yeah, we gotta go with Jay. We gotta eat.
Sorry about for the rest of the time. It is WrestleMania weekend, like we said.
Yay. Someone's just over here like, yay.
Like, okay.
I did. I came over on Thanksgiving one year and just hogged the TV. And I was like, we're all gonna watch Orange Cassidy wrestle a ghost.
Oh, LA Knight? AJ Styles. LA Knight.
LA Knight! It's gotta be LA Knight. I can't. I love AJ Styles, but like, we've been here. It needs to be LA Knight. They had a brawl at like the WWE World. That was great. Like, AJ got bloody.
I was like, well, I dropped the charges. I'm like, of course, because it wasn't real.
It wasn't real.
Also,
it's still real to me.
My thing is also this, though. Like, I was talking to my dad about it. I said, like, did we leave the PG era and I didn't realize it?
Yes, we did.
Like, did we leave the PG era of wrestling?
This is what we call the Renaissance era.
I was like...
I'm like, I don't know if Beyonce's gonna like that, but okay.
Like, get information? Like,
get information.
Like you like to say.
Oh, well, right. I gotta go. It's movie time. All
right, number two. Yay. See you tomorrow.
Yay!
Show of the week.
Oh God, what have I been watching?
Wrestling.
I've been watching Ring of Honor. Go watch Ring of Honor.
Go watch Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Or Borderlands.
Oh, Tiny Tina's.
Tiny Tina.
Tiny
gotcha.
Tina's Wonderland.
Gotcha. All right, see you.
Bye.
Sorry about that, guys. It's been a wild week. Now we get back to the video game section of our podcast.
Uh-huh. The actual podcast.
The actual podcast. You know, like, just us getting hyper about that stuff.
Hell yeah.
I play Helldivers, and that game is still fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You should get it.
I may have to, honestly. I've been eyeballing it for a little while. I've just been busy with other stuff, you know, mainly WoW.
Wow. Is that coming to an end for you?
Not anytime soon. Like I say, we just started phase 3, Season of Discovery, which means it's level 50 content. There's a new raid that'll probably go for probably 2 months, maybe 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll bump it up to 60, which will be, you know, sometime in the summer, I guess. So that'd be like June, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometime, maybe end of June.
Mm-hmm.
So then that would happen. I don't know how long we'll be at 60, honestly, or what exactly their plan is there. But I could see it going into the fall pretty easy.
Okay.
Maybe even the winter.
I knew you thought you were going to be wrapping it up soon.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. What else you got on the docket for today? Sorry, guys. Like I said, I was exhausted. I was up super late playing fucking Final Fantasy VII. And, like, it got to another boss fight. And I tried it a few times. Just like, I have no idea what I'm doing. So.
Yeah. Well, you talked about Helldivers 2. Apparently, Helldivers 2 players liberated Malvin Creek. Malvin Creek? Is that how you say
yeah.
it?
Yeah. We just call it the Creek.
Yeah. The Creek. They liberated the Creek.
Yeah.
In hours to redeem one of their biggest major order failures. Operation Swift Disassembly rages on.
Well, you understand, like, bots compared to bugs are so fucking hard in that yeah. game. So that's actually kind of exciting because bots are... Like, when you fight bots, apparently, you don't fight all of them. Mm-hmm. You run.
Fair enough.
Because they're pretty much like Terminators.
Yeah, yeah.
Like robots and shit.
You gotta be the Terminator of the Terminators, you know what I mean?
For democracy!
For super, for managed democracy, for super Earth.
What's funny is that, like, I was talking to one of my friends, because he's like, man, I stopped playing 14 to play this and all that. I'm like, yeah, because what happened was, you find a game that's trendy. No offense to anyone that does it, because I've been accustomed to fall in that too. It's like, you find a game that's trendy and you start playing that game for a while, and you're like, man, why did I stop playing this other game that I really enjoyed? I'm like, because you went to the trendy game.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I needed a break for 14. I'm like, yeah, I can. You can have what, like, that's what, like, Yoshi P says, that, like, go play another game and then come back to play this one.
Yeah.
But, like, if you question yourself, why you ever left, it's because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, because, like, Damien, like, his game was Rise of Ronin, so he went from Helldivers to Rise of Ronin, and then we was like, man, I need to go back to 14. I'm like, yeah, it happens. Mm-hmm. It really does. It's just the fact of the matter that, like, Rise of Ronin should have been your next game, not Helldivers.
Yeah. For sure.
And I love Helldivers.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like I said, you know, Helldivers says, you know, the community has redeemed themselves, retaking that out of the creek. Mm-hmm. And apparently the Helldiver 2 devs give all players a special commemorative cape for Malvin Creek Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a special cape to remember all the fallen of the creek.
I think also, I'm starting from like a gaming perspective, but I know people that love the game. It's amazing. They're maxed mm-hmm. out, and then they have everything. I'm just like, well, what do you do now, you know?
Yeah. I mean, right now, like I say, I think they're doing everything right. You know what I mean? Like, this is a live service game, but they're doing it the right way. You know, there's a story. They're interacting with the community on this. Because the game itself is pretty, like, I don't know, kind of like low budget as far as content is concerned. You know, they just have, like, two types of enemies with, you know, a few sub-variations within. You know, they got, like, the big ones, the small ones, some medium-sized dudes, melee ranged characters, you know. As far as, like, the two different flavors of, like, the bugs and the bots. But it's like, they, you know, what, have like 15 planets, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. 20, you know, maps.
Yeah.
Something like that. And it's like, you just load into a map and you get kind of like a random mission against these, you know, two enemy types, basically. And it's like, okay. You know, generally speaking, I would say something like a game like that would lack content or not be engaging enough, but they managed to pull it off, you know, with, I guess, the, you know, different varieties of, like, mission types, you know, their community support and their interaction with the community, the fact that they have, like, you know, this game master that's, like, telling the story and pulling the strings behind the scenes, I think is really interesting. And I like the meta-narrative of that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're releasing a new premium war bond for Helldivers 2 as well. It's supposed to add new weapons, capes, and more. So I guess this will be the new season pass.
Yeah, what's funny, like, I think the game is beautiful. It's awesome. It's a fun time to have. Mm-hmm. I haven't had that many crashes or bugs or happened that kind of stuff here lately.
Sure.
I had, like, one when I started the game up. Because, like, Bella was like, yo, so, you want to play Helldivers? Sure. And all of a sudden, I was like, I want to go and update the game. She's like, all right, I'm just sitting here. I was like, all right, cool. It should be done. I was like, now look, why is this update 40, why is this patchwork 43 gigs, though? Stone. It was 43 gigs for a patch update.
I mean, how big is the game originally?
It's not that big.
Yeah. But now it's 43 gigs bigger.
I was like, good God, for patches, though?
Ugh. That's new content they're putting in. That's what it is.
It's Joel, whatever the fuck he's doing.
They're adding in the new enemy type or whatever it is. The,
I mean, because they fly now. There's enemies that there's shit that flies now.
That is anti-democracy propaganda. That's what that is. There's a traitor that needs to be go back to re-education or something, right?
Stone, you should really just play the fucking game, bro.
Flying bugs do not exist.
Get off WoW. Get off WoW and just come to the market with us for a bit. It's a good time. It's fun. And everyone's like, so, like, anytime Bella has something, I'm like, all right, I'm off. They're like, Perry's done. I'm like, yeah. But I'm like, no, because Bella's playing. Otherwise, I'm not going to be playing this shit, you know?
There you go.
you're still level this, though. I'm like, yeah. Because I don't play this game on my own.
you gotta get that grind going.
I'd rather grind in Final Fantasy VII.
Gotta be that super soldier.
I am. It's called Cloud Strife. I got to a segment, and, like, this is, like, you already know who's in the game. Spoiler alert for anyone else, like, not even spoiler, if you played the game, because you know Vincent's in the game, right?
Yeah.
Got to that point last night.
Hell yeah.
I was like, cool. Yeah, there's Vincent Valentine. He's hell just yeah. right there, being
Vincent Valentine, yeah.
All right, cool. Oh, I got to fight his ass? I don't know how I feel about this right now. Yeah. Final Fantasy VII right now is my game of the year. Let's see, what else is there? What else you got for me?
You know, just more layoffs.
I'm tired of all these layoffs, man.
Yeah. Palliative Dev Singularity 6 was also hit by some layoffs.
35% of workers for long time stability.
Yeah, 35% of its workers are getting laid off. Congrats. Just launched their game at the end of 2023, and now they're just like, you know what? We're done. Thanks for your help.
Peace.
See y'all later.
Baldur's Gate 3 dev learning publishing director calls games injury layoffs an avoidable fuck up.
Yep. Yeah. So the Larian publishing director has said that the notion of industry wide layoffs are inevitable is just not true.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to agree with them because I don't think that I think that if you didn't want to lay off people, which are your biggest expense in any company, is your employees, right? That's the biggest money sink. If you didn't want to have to lay them off, then you would find more work to do or more projects to work on, right?
Yeah, for real.
So you'd have your workers who generate content for you and, you know, are productive to, you know, produce stuff. And then you would sell the product and make money. And then you would give some of that money to the employees so they could keep working on stuff. That's how it works, you see. I'm a business person. I understand business here. It's very complicated. But if you have people and they make stuff for you and then you sell that stuff and then you give them some of the money from the sale of the stuff, they keep making more stuff for you to sell.
That's capitalism gone right, though.
That's ain't crazy. I don't know.
That's capitalism gone right, though. Not gone wrong. Gone right.
But, yeah, it's a very interesting read, and he has a lot to say about the concept here.
Also, yeah. It's kind of interesting. It's coming from Larian, and they're just coming up with a big game of the year, and over millions of stuff. So for that, have that attitude is kind of interesting. So.
He said that layoffs are a very, very complex and nuanced decision, but the idea that they're inevitable and that it has to happen is just not true. Because if you didn't want it to happen, there are ways around it. You just have to, want to do the other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people are just, the companies are taking the easy way out and they're just laying off staff because staff are expensive.
Mm. That stinks, though. You're good. Go here.
Having some technical difficulties over there?
Oh, yeah.
These laptops can be hard to manage. In more lighthearted news, though, we got an update about Star Wars Outlaws.
It should be in the trailer soon, right?
Yeah, so they said that they're going to show off a story trailer next week. On Tuesday, April 9th at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited for this game. I think it's sweet. It looks cool. I like the idea. I'm here to see more. I definitely want to.
I'd rather see that get a game because, I don't know. Everyone's like, we need Jedi or what? We need Sith to be able to make a good Star Wars game. That's not true.
Not at all. I would love to play, some smuggler, in like the High Republic or something. I think that'd be cool as shit.
You guys know your Star Wars. I don't know shit. I actually brought you up the other day because I was watching Star Wars with Amanda and Taylor. They watched which is crazy. They went from Empire Strikes Back to The Force Awakens. And then we watched The Last Jedi after that. I'm like, but we're missing like two movies before. Like, we're missing like two better movies, actually.
Right. They watched Empire.
Yeah.
And then they watched The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
So they watched them in episode order, right?
No. So they watched Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, then there's
Return of the Jedi. So they skipped that one and went to The Force Awakens. I'm like,
Now I do think that the machete order is interesting because people will. What happens there is they watch it from like Luke's point of view, basically. So they'll watch A New Hope, Empire, and then they'll watch the original trilogy as like a flashback.
Like the prequels?
Yeah, the prequels as like a flashback for like,
yeah,
context and like the life that Vader had basically that led up to that point, right? Generally speaking, skipping episode one, even though episode one does have a lot of important story context as far as, the chosen one is concerned.
Whatever.
Pod racing.
Not only that, but just like, you pretty much, it's like, oh, he was a like virgin birth. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Huh? Like, I heard, like, all writers, when they saw that on the screen, they're like, what?
Vader, yeah. Yeah. Anakin Skywalker is Jesus.
I was just like, huh?
Yeah, he's Jesus. He's space Jesus. Space wizard
what?
Jesus.
What? No, that's Kenobi. But anyways.
Yeah. And then Kenobi is Jesus.
It's Kenobi's Jesus. Apparently that's the thing.
And then apparently, Sea of Thieves on PS5 has progress and item transfer and PlayStation only servers.
Oh man, that stinks.
Yeah. I don't think that there are... let me look here real quick. So, yeah, so there's an upcoming closed beta for the PlayStation 5. So progress towards, trophies will be disabled. Progress towards them will be tracked and carried over in the open, whenever the full game releases. The closed beta is planned for April 12th through the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And you will need to pre-order it in order to play in the closed beta.
Let's see what you got here for me. Hellblade 2, apparently that's supposed to be looking really good.
Yeah.
Are you going to take some time away from WoW to play Hellblade?
I probably will. I mean, the first one was really short. I played that in an evening. It was about 6 hours. So I just binged it in one shot at one night. Yeah. You know? And I don't think it's, you know, it's bad for that. You know, Ninja Theory has said that its fans enjoy shorter games. And I think that's fair. You know, not every game has to be a, you know, 1,000-hour epic or whatever the fuck. You know, and Hellblade is solidly in the AA category. So it's like, you know, $30, $40, $50. Not like...
What about this one?
$70. Hellblade 2 apparently is going to be $50.
That's not bad at all, actually.
Yeah, the first one was only $30. And that came out several years ago, 2017 to be exact. But Hellblade 2 is supposed to be $50, digital only.
Oh, to do that, so it's 8 hours.
And it's 8 hours, is what they said?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, you know, if you take your time with it, then you probably, you know, 10 hours, maybe do two playthroughs or something to get, like, some extra stuff. But, you know, it's pretty manageable, I think. And I think that's fair. There's a lot of stuff that competes for your time nowadays. And something that is, you know, good and enjoyable but succinct is not unwelcome, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they have also confirmed that Hellblade 2 is going to run at 30 FPS. No performance mode available. They're intending it to be a more cinematic experience. So this is a narrative choice.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actively choosing to lock it at 30 FPS with high resolution, and I think that's fine as long as it runs at a rock solid 30 FPS.
As long as it does not drop below 30.
But if it drops below 30, we got problems, right? Because that looks like shit. You know, that stutters all to hell. You know, honestly, like if you get like a 60 FPS game and it dips down to like 50, 55, it's fine. You know, it's still very playable, right? You know, you'll notice, but it's still very playable, right? You start to get, you go to 30 and you go to 25, like, that starts to look choppy as shit and sucks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, for the most part, I think, you know, yeah, 60 FPS is a improvement, and I think that 60 FPS is, you know, better... if your game can handle it, right? But I think that what they're going for here is more of like an artistic choice than anything else, as far as like the game being too crazy to run or, you know, systems can't handle it or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's just, it's a choice that they made actively and not something that they pigeonholed themselves into, basically.
Mm-hmm. I still need to play the first one. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. I recommend the first one. I recommend playing it with 3D headphones if you can.
The PlayStation headphones be coming clutch, bro.
Yeah, they be coming in clutch for sure.
Clutch.
Like any like super high quality headphones, you know, it will work. If they have 3D audio, that'd be even better. Like the Sony headphones, the PlayStation 5 headphones.
Yeah.
Because there's like... The main character has psychosis, right? So they see and hear things that aren't there. Sinua does. And part of that is that they'll hear voices, like, talk to them and such. And those voices will sound like they're, you know, 100 feet in front of you, or maybe they're right behind your ear. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when you have those, when you can actually, like, hear it directionally, it has a much more profound impact, I think.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Let's see. What's he got? Wait, the article came up twice. This was like, wait.
What? I may have copied it in there twice. That's my bad.
Power World got a big update?
Yeah, Power World got a pretty hefty update. It's still in early access. It's version 0.2.0.6.
Mm-hmm.
But it adds the game's first raid boss. It improves building and adds a lot of other little small stuff. Bug fixes and the like.
Everyone's like, I love Power World. Power World is just a great game. I'm just like, mm-hmm. I'm glad you guys like Power World. I'm just not playing it right now. Someone said, like playing Power World made me realize how unsatisfied I was with Pokemon. I'm like, wait, mm-hmm. what? Like hearing statements like that is like, are you even hearing yourself right now? games are two different things.
I mean, I can get it. It reminds people a lot of Pokemon, because I think it's kind of I think a lot of Pokemon fans want something similar to this, as far as, you know, the open worldness, the the lack of restrictions that it has, that you can kind of do whatever you want to with it. You know, how the pals are out in the world and open, and you can walk around with them and. You know.
But the sad thing is, though, we try to give that to them with Legends, and then people didn't like Legends.
Yeah.
So, no, when we try to change... that's the thing is, though, Game Freak tries to change the formula, and the people don't like the formula change. And when I go back to, like, Scarlet and Violet, and then like, we try to do that, and people love that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just so weird, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that... I don't know. Pokemon, I think, needs to change. I think it needs to be... It needs to do something different than what it has been doing. That's my opinion.
So, do you want to get rid of the turn-based system? Is that what that is?
You know, it's just... It's the same damn game. It's been the same game for the past 15 years.
What, like, collect Pokemon, new region, yeah. Gym battle?
It's literally the same game with the facelift. It's all been for the past, I don't know how long, you know? That's what it feels like to me.
But then again, that game should be for newer generation. And the fact that it is like, how do we... Pretty much this is like a Star Wars type of situation. Like, mm-hmm. we're trying to introduce new people, like new kids to play the new stuff. But we also got to think of our older people too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so we got to find like a nice, healthy, medium stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of like with Princess Peach. It's just like, that game... isn't the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
But that is me. But like Power World, I'm glad people are enjoying it. That's all.
Yeah. So they had a lot of new stuff with this update. Big update, so go check it out.
Wonder when that game's actually going to come out.
Oh, who knows. They got a lot of money, so maybe they're going to spend some time in development, you know. They haven't announced anything. They don't have any plans as far as I know. You know, some games are in early access for a few months. Some are in early access for a year, 2 years.
What's about Hades 2? Hasn't come out yet.
It's supposed to be out Q2.
Q2?
Yep. That's what they said. Q2 this year.
Sounds like I'll be there. Don't worry.
I'm on it. He's like, I don't know nothing about it. They said Q2. That's all I know.
He's like, Q2? All right, I'll be there.
Right. I said, hey, you know what it is? Q2.
Yeah. I saw, like...
Now was the time.
People were upset. Silksong got like a wish list, like a new updated picture or something like that.
So
on his page or something.
I got that story. So
yeah, people were like, I'm not gonna be fooled.
So Hollow Knight Silksong got an Xbox store page, but it was on April Fool's Day.
But it's real though.
It's real, but it came up on April 1st, and people were like, that seems sus. And, like, you know, that's... Honestly, April Fool's does more for cybersecurity than like any other fucking day of the year, because it is literally the only fucking day that people get their heads out of their asses and scrutinize literally anything on the internet. Like, on April 1st, no matter what it is, people are like, that seems weird. I should look into that a little bit. And they completely forget about that for every other fucking day of the year. It's great.
It pisses you off, doesn't it?
Treat every day like April Fool's Day, man, and you won't get, like, suckered into stupid scams and shit.
The thing is, though, Silksong's real. Like, that date's real.
Silksong is real, the store page is real, but it just seemed a little sus because it came out on the 1st.
And so the 1st, I'm like, so should we get, like, an announcement soon?
Yeah.
Why did we get an update if you guys are going to, like...
I had a whole little section of, like, April Fool's jokes and stuff like that.
All right, what you got?
Their IGN has a compilation of all the like gaming various April Fool's jokes. So Pokemon is said that they were holding an epic Pokemon sleep tournament.
They can do that though.
Yeah, but that was an April Fool's joke because the tournament would be all right. Go to sleep. It's very exciting. Then of course Bandai Namco shared a trailer for the Elden Ring expansion.
Let's see. Virtual Boy Pro Revealed or something like that. That looks stupid as hell. It looks like a Nintendo Switch. And all it is.
Cyberpunk 2077 announced a limited edition floppy edition. That comes with 97,619 3.5-inch floppy disks.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of which, apparently, I saw this, and like, Phantom Liberty, it was inspired by Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I can see that.
No, the Phantom Liberty quest was inspired by Lord of the Rings. I'm like,
alright.
Don't really see it, but okay.
Inspiration comes in many forms.
Oh, look, those floppy disks look cool as hell, though.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of them. Razer announced the Razer Cthulhu gaming chair with 8 AI arms ready to do your bidding.
Oh my gosh. Move aside, DLC. Sega reveals cartridge loadable content.
That's right. How about CLC? Cartridge loadable content.
DuckSide announced, think DayZ meets Rust, but you play as a duck. And that sounds great, actually.
I mean, I'd play it.
I'd play that in a heartbeat, bro. The Razer Cthulhu is a gaming chair with 8 AI arms ready to do your bidding.
Yep.
After making games like Shovel Knight, Yacht Club's second biggest passion is skincare. Okay.
We got Arma Reforged, Tiny Wars, brings war to a much smaller world. it's just toys.
Power is more than just pals in the dating sim you've been waiting for.
Yep. So they anthropomorphized the pals and said, oh yeah, we're making a pal world dating sim so you can date your pals.
Among Us is letting us kill others with very long necks.
Yes. Down with the short people. Long will live reign.
Power Wash Simulator is adding a dirt mode to
let you ruin
everything, boy. Fanboys, Rantasy Rises. Okay. Version is something. Okay. Some of this shit is kind of funny, like fun. Minecraft's Poisonous Potato update will transport players to the Poisonous Potato dimension.
Potato with love. Potato with life. Potato with power.
Okay, funny thing is that Sonic 3 did just wrap up, but like Sonic Man from 2006, Sonic the Hedgehog is a new Sonic ambassador. I didn't even know Sonic Man was a thing.
You get stepped on in Dead by Daylight now.
By My Little Oni.
Yep.
Dave the Diver's Duff's Dream Game has been announced.
Doki Doki VR.
I remember, like, you much here. I've been hearing a lot more about Doki Doki. I'm not gonna play it, but okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so there were a whole lot of April Fool's jokes from different companies about their games and stuff like that. I thought it was funny. Mm. Discord apparently put up their own April Fool's video on YouTube, and then accidentally, quote unquote, viewbotted its own video until it smashed the GTA 6 trailer record.
What was theirs about, like,
I didn't watch the video.
No, but was it like pay subscriptions or something for Discord or some shit like that? Or?
I thought it was like loot boxes.
Yeah.
It was like loot boxes in Discord or something. So they apparently, like, the flair, I guess, that, it's called the in-app toast or whatever. So they people would, like, share the video, I guess, in Discord. And it would just sit there and watch them, like, replay the video over and over again. But it counted as a new view. Mm-hmm. So they, like, accidentally created their own little view bot.
Yeah.
By having people in Discord, like, look at the video. And then they followed up the next day with a succinct and well-written post on Twitter. Simply stating, oops.
Yep, oops. Oops. I did it again.
And then, of course, you know, taking it in stride, you know, people replying, like, what's next? Is YouTube going to do something about it?
No.
They replied, the official Discord Twitter handle replied with, stop pressuring me, I just broke a world record, I have no idea what we're doing next. So, they're taking it in stride. It was a funny thing that happened on April Fool's Day, so.
It just sounds so great, though. Like, April Fool's is on Monday. That's why this week feels so, like, we're already in April. Like, good time.
Yeah. We out here. We in April.
Oh, gosh. What else you got for us, then? Or is that it?
I mean, there's a few more things. We can kind of speedrun them a little bit here. The FTC rejected the ESRB's proposal to use facial recognition age verification tools.
Yeah.
So the ESRB created this tech last year, and the FTC has rejected the organization's application to use this, basically. Officially, as of today.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I mean, yeah, I don't know what all is going into it. I had to look a little bit deeper into it myself.
Yeah.
I don't know how they would use facial recognition, but it creates a whole host of issues with taking pictures of underage people, right? So that's a whole can of worms, and I don't even want to get anywhere near it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. This is the big one.
Yeah, we had Sony fixed an exploit that let PlayStation Portal run emulated PSP games after hackers responsibly reported the issue to PlayStation.
I'm still thinking about getting a Portal.
Yeah, I mean, I think Portal's cool. I think it's a decent idea because, I mean, it's, you know, if you're into that sort of thing, if it's in your use case.
I've been playing my PlayStation a lot through, yeah. Like, you know, just been playing. I've been utilizing my PlayStation a lot.
Yeah, through remote play and through such. Remote like play. On your PC and
on
such.
On PC, it's like, well, if I'm rarely, like, laying down or something, like, I can just pop it on right here.
Yeah, and I think it's great for that kind of use case for sure. That's what it's for, right? Is to stream your PlayStation 5 games to it so that a way you can, you know, play continue. It anywhere you want to.
Yeah, continue.
You could play it in bed. You could play it on the shitter. You could play it somewhere else.
You know, can't play it outside the house, but it's good.
Yeah, because it has to be on the same Wi-Fi, I believe.
Yeah. Which is kind of stinks, but I get it. It's not like the Xbox.
Yeah, it's more or less an accessory for your PlayStation. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. This is a big one because I talked about it yesterday. A lot of Star Wars talk. Saber Interactive CEO says Core Target remake is alive and well. Right. After spending $500 million on it, it better be alive and well.
One would hope, right? Well, I know we had that unannounced Star Wars game that got canned mm-hmm. recently, too. you know, there's been a lot of Star Wars properties that has been kind of,
you know, paid off or stopped or canceled or something like that. So
yeah, it's good to know that KOTOR is still going. I never actually played the original KOTOR, so I would like to play through it whenever they do a remake.
Is KOTOR Old Republic, High Republic?
It's the Knights of the Old Republic. That's what it stands for.
No, the other one. The High Republic one. That's online. That's the MMO. That's not, KOTOR is not the MMO, right?
No, KOTOR is not the MMO. It's a single player offline experience, yeah. You're thinking about Star Wars Online, I think.
Yeah, and that one's set in the High Republic, right?
I believe so.
I get my timelines mixed up, bro, when it comes to Star Wars. I've never even seen game footage for KOTOR.
Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, interesting article that I found. Apparently, some people have the ability to see the world at higher frame rates. And that could give some gamers an edge. Although, further research is needed to prove that this is a thing.
Okay.
But it's according to a new study published in journal PLOS1. Some people see the world around us at a higher temporal resolution when compared to other humans. What's more, the researchers believe that this ability to form more images per second could give these individuals an edge in competitive gaming and other high-speed activities. Because we only have access to our own subjective experience, we might naively expect that everybody else perceives the world in the same way we do. Examples like colorblindness show this isn't always true, but there are many less well-known ways that perception can vary as well. This study characterizes one such difference in the, quote, frame rate of our visual systems. Some people really do seem to see the world faster than others.
Oh, wow.
Actually, I really need to send this to Jason. Because
what?
It pisses him off.
Oh, that is?
Yeah. the idea of seeing faster. It's just funny.
Seeing faster.
Yeah. They wouldn't be seeing faster. They would be processing the image, they'd be processing visual information more quickly. But they couldn't see anything faster than anybody else because literally we see at the speed of light.
Yeah. So what I'm going to say is I'm really looking at gameplay of said KOTOR game. I'd rather play a remake than this nonsense.
Oh, you're looking at like the original gameplay?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's old. Doesn't hold up very well.
It doesn't. Those are looking like, why the fuck does this man have a gun? And I was like, okay. Looked at it again, like, why does this motherfucker have swords now?
Hell yeah.
Where's the fucking saber?
Hell yeah.
Give me the saber.
Hell yeah, brother.
It makes no sense to me. Anyway, sorry about that.
No, you're fine. We also, there's an article about Microsoft is reportedly making an AI chatbot to automate support tasks. Them and everybody else, basically.
So AT&T? That's all that is.
I mean, you know, everybody. Like, you go to any, like, big company's website, and they have, like, a stupid little chatbot on their website that says, hey, how can I help you?
Like, as soon as you open the site, hey, I mean, okay, I wasn't just looking through your fucking store.
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone. But apparently they're developing an AI to automate some of the support tasks that they have. Which I think is fair, because I think a bot, like a little chatbot like that, can alleviate some of the, you know, need for support personnel to handle every little thing. Because you'll get the same shit over and over again, and it's just gonna. It would be somebody else on the other end asking, "Did you try turning it off and back on again?" You know.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you can make an AI do that.
Yeah, you can make them there. Oh, would you do that? I need to talk to a real person because it's an AI.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's not a bad thing. It will help to alleviate some of that pressure, but yeah, because there's always a need for support personnel. People need help. And then in related news, Blizzard said that World of Warcraft isn't using AI, a generative AI, to make content, specifically. But they have been using machine learning and AI-driven tools to help them modify some things here and there. So they have actual artists, for instance, creating armor sets for characters, but they'll have like an artist make an armor set, and then they'll have an AI that fits it to the various body types that they have. Because they have, you know, 15, 20 races or something like that now, you know, and you need that one set of armor to fit on, you know, a goblin versus like a minotaur, right? So, very different kinds. It's like, well, if you have a little AI tool that will do the broad strokes of that, and then you can have a artist come back through and touch it up, you know, that's what they're using that for. So, I think it's interesting.
Yeah. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. I think that's really about it. Unless you got anything else you want to talk about?
You, like, everything that we talked about, we were, was already on the docket. Oh, we didn't add it, but the whole Life is Strange article, that was...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Apparently, developer Deck 9 had some internal toxicity and some, like, Nazi symbology leak got into that somehow because some of the developers, like, put it into the game. Like, references to racist memes, the Hagal rune, the number 18, the number 88. Lots of, like, Nazi symbology that is just, like, in the game. Because reasons.
Because people don't know how to be fucking decent people.
Yeah, because there's just a ton of Nazis imagery in the game. And, you know, people were concerned that people were, you know, there were other developers putting it into the game intentionally, right? Like, this is, like, it's too much to be a coincidence.
Yeah. So, it's not even, that wasn't a Square thing either. That was a Life is, that's just a Deck 9 thing. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's a very strange situation.
It'll be okay, though. It'll be.
But, you know, well, it's especially troubling, I guess, because of the nature of the game, too, right?
Life is Strange is such a very inclusive game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's got a lot of, like, you know, queer storylines and stuff like that in there. You know,
yeah,
transgender characters and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a very inclusive game, and, like, Life is Strange is such a great game, so for it to have all that extra stuff is just weird, you know?
Yeah, it's, like, especially worrisome.
Yeah. Well, bro, I don't know what to say, but be better, people. Sure. We already know. It's like, you been watching anything good? Invincible's out.
I need to watch the last episode. I haven't watched it yet.
You need to watch all of it.
Like, again?
No, I just haven't watched since the New Zealand last half what dropped.
Yeah. No, I've been watching the last half. I just haven't seen the last episode yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. I haven't.
Yeah. Yeah. So get on that.
No.
Not Perry.
It's WrestleMania.
You got time?
I really don't.
You got time.
I really don't.
We got faith in you. You got time.
Oh, man. I'm trying to wrap up Final Fantasy that way I can get my editor so that I should have my book in like 2 weeks. Yeah. That's going to be a hassle. That's going to be a... Back on the grind, man. Back on the grind. You been watching anything else good?
Well, yeah, this season's a new season of anime coming out, so we're officially, like, this week has been the start of the spring season.
Oh, is it? It rolls up.
Yeah. So, just wrapped up, you know, the winter season, Free Run wrapped up.
Oh, man, I love Free Run so much.
It apparently is now the highest rated anime of all time. which it means it has unseated Full Metal Alchemist on Amory list.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it necessarily deserves to unseat FMA, but it is hella good.
It definitely does.
Yeah. It hella good. So.
It's just down to art for more like a life lesson type of situation.
Yeah.
With an actual story. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, like, what does the side character do after the journey's over?
Yep.
You continue to learn more things and things like that, which is cool.
Yeah. It's a journey of self-discovery and a journey of reflection, for sure, with Free Ren and the other characters. Animation quality is on point. Story's on point. You know.
Did you watch Delicious in Dungeon?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was great. I enjoyed it. I mean, it's done by Trigger. Can't be bad.
You watched Jujutsu Kaisen, right?
Yeah.
I was talking to Jacob about it. I haven't made it to the Shibuya arc incident yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched, watched Gojo's backstory.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah. Whoa, what the fuck? Yup.
Gato is so, it's crazy to me. Like that.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
So you're gonna get rid of non sorcerers
yep.
to make the world better.
Yep.
And then you killed your parents yep. just to prove your point.
Yep.
I was like,
fell right off the fucking deep end, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He fell out hard.
But the thing is though, it's just like, well, why didn't Gojo start? I don't know, like the problem with it is that like Gojo's the fucking strongest character in this entire show. Mm-hmm. So he could have done it himself. He could have killed everyone himself. But he just won't, you know?
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Cause he's still human and he still likes his friends.
But the thing is though, it's like, well, old girl, like, she was even worried once you found Ghetto. She's like, oh yeah, I found Ghetto, I'm like, he's right here.
Yeah. Well, it's because she knew that he wasn't planning on killing any of, like, her or any of the sorcerers unless, you know, she fought him or tried to restrain him. That's why she behaved the way she did.
Because it's like, well, because she is a sorcerer.
Yeah.
So, and his thing was non-sorcerers.
Yeah.
How did he die?
Hmm?
Is he not the main villain in the story?
He is. Did you watch Zero?
The movie. Yes.
Yeah, so Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, he dies in that movie.
Okay.
And then the character that we see that looks like Ghetto throughout the series is actually another character called Kenjaku, which is basically a cursed organism that can, like, he's like a brain, and he can take over other people's bodies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Ghetto is dead, but is that...
Ghetto is dead, and his body is being puppeted by Kenjaku.
Okay, cool. And that's why we get that backstory, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes sense why we get the movie, then we got the... So the movie is kind of a tie-in. Got you.
Yeah. So I guess the timeline would be... This first part of season 2, which has the backstory for Ghetto and Gojo, then the movie Zero, and then Jujutsu Kaisen season 1, and then the second half
of season 2. Yeah. Well, because like I remember Jacob said, "Well, there's no point in watching the Gojo section." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? It's literally in the story."
It's backstory, man.
It's backstory. It's literally in the manga too. But I don't know. I enjoy what I watch in Jujutsu Kaisen. I agree with you. That's what an anime should be.
That is 100% what shonen should be.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Do you like Solo Leveling?
Yeah, I like Solo Leveling.
I love it so much.
Yeah. Been having a good time with that. Season 2 of Solo Leveling is coming out in the fall, apparently.
Yeah.
Is
it season 2 or just the second half of season 1?
They keep saying season 2. And I mean, yeah, I guess. But it's really going to be like almost the second half of season one, you know?
Yeah. Did live with Spy Family. Yeah. We'll go see that movie, by the way. That movie's going to be fun.
Yeah. That's coming out soon, right?
April, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
See what I can do.
Good stuff.
I think that's everything, though, bro. We got stuff to do. Let's see. Show of the week.
Go watch Invincible.
You already have that on here. Cool. I'm not even going to change it. What's your game? Season Discovery?
You know, go check out Lightyear Frontier.
You said that last time, too.
Yeah. It's still good.
So, we're just going to leave. I'm going to tell people to go see Helldivers.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, thank you, guys. We love y'all. We go say it's WrestleMania weekend. We got shit to do. Talk at you later. Love you. Peace.